Prepare to dive into the forefront of healthcare innovation at our 14th annual meeting coming up on April 8th through 11th at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago, with thousands of industry leaders converging over four dynamic days of discussions on crucial topics from health IT to executive leadership. It's where the future of healthcare takes shape. We can't wait to connect with you in person and engage in these important conversations.
This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Caroline Zhao, Senior Vice President of Patient Care Services and Chief Nursing Officer at Children's Minnesota. Caroline, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Laura. I'm excited to be here.
Now, I know we have a lot to talk about, and I'm certainly looking forward to learning more about what you're doing at Children's Minnesota. But before we dive into my broader questions, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, my name is Caroline, and I started my career as a nurse almost 18 years ago and have evolved in following my passion for nursing leadership that has also led me into executive leadership for the last 3 years at Children's Minnesota. I've had the honor of receiving several leadership and impact awards over the last several years, including the Modern Healthcare's Top 25 Emerging Leaders in 2022. Also a rising star in healthcare by Becker's Hospital Review, and then most recently the Twin Cities Notable BIPOC Executive. It's an honor and for me to be responsible for leading patient care services and operations, which include nursing, child and family services, support operations, and pharmacy here at Children's Minnesota. And then in addition to that, as a chief nursing officer, I lead nursing strategy, education, and professional development for one of the largest pediatric healthcare systems in the country. I'm also proud to say that Children's Minnesota is a magnet designated system for delivering the highest quality care and nursing excellence. So that's a little bit about me.
Fantastic. And, you know, it's great to hear that you've had such a great achievements and accomplishments throughout your career. I can imagine it's such a rewarding role, to be helping the children on a daily basis, and then to be recognized is really cool. So I'm wondering, what are some of the biggest issues that you're following in healthcare for this year?
Question, Laura. I would start with workforce pressures that are definitely impacting staffing, especially in nursing and support operations. And these pressures have also inspired innovation and short-term and long-term strategies that have been one of my focuses in my role as a guide and support recruitment of nurses in a very, very tight and competitive labor market. Of course, I'm able to do this in partnership with our amazing nursing teams and our recruitment teams. So that's one of our biggest challenges. And I'll also say that, you know, we have to think about, you know, what are we going to do about this? And so one of my commitments has been in expanding our transition to practice programs for newly licensed nurses. And this is a program that bridges the gap between academic preparation and clinical practice. This year alone, we'll have four cohorts. Last year, we had five cohorts. In addition to that, innovating in thinking of different ways to recruit nurses, especially for Children's Minnesota, we serve a very diverse community. So we looked at different ways of diversifying the nursing workforce. And just in 22, we had a 22% rate of new nurses hired of color across the organization. It's a joy to work with kids. And so as I think about, you know, the challenges we face, I'm also thinking about what a joy working with kids brings to many, especially those who are passionate, like our kid experts. And what an honor to support an organization that has been here for 100 years as the kid experts in our region. So those are, you know, workforce challenges are a big one for me for sure, and will continue to be this year, but I'm proud of the work that we have done and what we continue to do. And lastly, health inequities and healthcare outcomes across the nation are challenge for all of us, myself included, which as you can imagine, these inequities are driven by many factors, including social determinants of health. And so I'm also looking at ways in which our organization can address those issues in 2024. So those are a couple of my challenges, Laura. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, I think that is really helpful to know and understand, to think through the really results driven way that you've looked at kind of improving patient care, as well as looking at the nursing team, the retention rate, and building more diverse teams is really impressive to see. When you look ahead, what are you most excited about, and what makes you nervous?
Good question. I think my current excitement, and which will be for the next few years, is in my role, as I think about supporting our patients and our communities, the recruitment of nurses and our support staff, I think that's what gives me so much joy right now. And every other week, I get a chance to welcome newly hired people, employees and nurses. Their story of why they get into nursing and healthcare and why they want to work at Children's Minnesota is so inspiring and gives me lots of excitement to continue supporting all of our teams and our patients as they dedicate their life and careers to delivering expert pediatric care. My other excitement is around our organization. Been around for 100 years, Laura, and that's exciting. It solidifies our expertise in pediatrics, and we're truly the key experts in our region, I would argue across the nation. This also brings a lot of stability to the organization. So those two things are continuing to support our patients and our team members, and also continuing to celebrate our solid expertise with our 100th year anniversary bring me the most joy.
You know, it's so impressive to have that type of legacy, 100 years, to have been served the same community and really grow with the families that live there and work there to make the community great. And then, too, as you mentioned, just, the excitement of new employees and new team members coming on, that seems like it'd be really rewarding. But, I know the flip side I asked about, too. Some things that makes you nervous. And I can imagine, there might be one or two things that are on your mind there, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think and makes me nervous. I am really thinking about as healthcare leaders, myself included, we are challenged with being able to find and implement sustainable solutions that are addressing health outcome inequities, especially for diverse communities. It makes me nervous, but it also gives me a passion. And so when I think about here at Children's Minnesota, what we are doing, that makes me so proud in the way we are addressing disparities and social determinants of health. However, I'm nervous about sustainability for our healthcare system in being able to close these disparities, because we live in communities of many people who bring very diverse backgrounds. So I'm nervous about, can we sustain, can we find sustainable ways as healthcare to really close this gap? I think we can, I'm motivated to, but it also makes me nervous.
I think that's such a great point. And certainly, it takes time and effort and resources to make progress, especially in those gaps of care. And I can imagine there's a lot of different access points or areas that you could focus on. Is there anything right now, any projects or initiatives that, you're zeroing in on or any segments of whether it's diseases or populations that, you're really focused on when you're thinking about health equity?
As a pediatric system, I think, we look at, we talked about access. We also look at outcomes. And right now, we're looking at immunizations for kids. And our teams have done a fantastic job of trying new ways to immunize kids, because we know when we help raise healthier children, we help our community, we help the next generation. So I think we look at access as we should. But immunizations are a big focus for us right now, and we continue to look at other ways as well. So and our work here at Children's Minnesota is building a community collaborative that allows us to know how we can partner to close this gap, so we're not doing it alone. And we have our community teams working with our community, advising us on how what we can do best. So those are my two: immunizations, collaborations, making sure we're providing access, amongst the list of many other things.
That's amazing to hear. Well, before we wrap up here, Caroline, I was wondering, could you talk about what the most effective healthcare leaders will need in order to be successful in the next 2 to 3 years or so, especially as we think about how healthcare is changing and some of the new opportunities that are coming up in the space?
Yes, thank you. I'll share what I also remind myself of what makes an effective leader. One is the willingness to be nimble and to try something different through innovation in order to solve complex problems. And workforce, health inequities, those are complex problems. I also, think that to be an effective leader, we cannot rely on playbooks of the past as the only way to solve these issues. So thinking of different ways in the next 2 to 3 years. Secondly, as a leader, it's important to center yourself around your why or your life's calling. Leadership is a noble responsibility. When it gets tough, we will keep you grounded and committed. I remind myself of my why often. And then lastly, can't do this alone. Partnerships, relationships. It is impossible to address healthcare challenges alone. Find like-minded leaders like you who can be your mentors, resources, thought partners, or coaches. I look for these individuals every single day because I believe that together we are stronger and we can overcome the challenges that we are facing. So that would be my advice for effective leadership over the next few years.
That's amazing advice and certainly so helpful to know and think about. Caroline, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been such a fun conversation. I really can hear the joy that you bring to your job every day and passion for what you do. So I appreciate your time today and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Laura, for having me. It's been an honor to be part of the podcast.